title for this podcast is Stop Beating Yourself Up. Stop beating yourself up. Of course, you're listening to Coach Cage, Mr. Cage of Divine Works Education and Training. We train with you guys, you youth, to help you discover who you are. We want you to advance into the future through the discovery of your true identity. And this is something that I've seen with y'all. And when I say y'all, I mean the young people, my kids, ages 13 to 18, high school, pre-high school, those who are in athletics, and also those that are not in athletics as well. I'm going to give some examples of how you beat yourself up. We don't want you to beat yourself up. We want you to have an expectation for your life, whether it's scholastically, in school, and athletically. But as parents, as teachers, as coaches, we don't want you being too hard on yourself. And at times you can be, because of having low self-esteem. And maybe we'll do a podcast on self-esteem in the future, because that is a real strong indicator or reflection of where your life is going to go. This is why it's important to understand who you are. But in any event, in regards to beating up yourself, there are two extremes that I wrote down that I've seen from my observation as a coach and as a teacher and as a training facilitator, going to different communities and training with young people. And what I've seen of the extremes is, number one, sometimes the expectation that you have yourself is unrealistic. And then another extreme is sometimes your expectations are too low for yourself. There are two extremes that I've seen, two different situations, two scenarios, two mindsets. The expectation that we have for ourselves is unrealistic. Sometimes the expectations are too high. Sometimes the expectations are too low. I'll give you two examples of this. Say, for example, that, okay, in this example, I'm going to give y'all an example from athletics and sports, being a coach in the high schools. For not even a whole year, I've observed and seen a lot, whether it was positive or negative, but also being a coach for not-for-profits, working with first, second, and third graders, and also those kids that were in junior high, kids that were I was connected to before they went into high school. But this is more of a situation. This is more of an experience that I've seen in high school. This is the example when we have a low expectation of ourselves. You in the game, you miss one or two shots, and then you get frustrated and give up. That is an example of having a low expectation on what you're able to do. Now, your coaches may be encouraging you, telling you that you can do it, telling you to shoot the ball. We may tell you to step in and shoot. But if you find yourself missing one or two and even three shots and giving up and saying, I don't want to shoot anymore, then the expectation that you have of yourself, how you see yourself, could be low, because you don't feel as though you can do it. But as your coaches, as your parents, as your teachers, we're telling you that you can do it. In the same example, in a different expression, for example, let's say you get three low scores, or you don't turn in an assignment for your teacher. And sometimes we just give up, and it's not meant for us to give up. It's meant for us to ask for help, listen to the encouragement of your teacher in class. The other example is when we think too highly of ourselves. In a sporting example, basketball in particular, you think that you're supposed to get playing time or get put in the game, but you have the tendency not to listen enough in practice when the coaches are talking. Or you may come to practice with a consistently bad attitude. Or when the coaches redirect you or give you instruction, you have a bad attitude. And it turns into a situation where You begin to talk crazy, possibly to the coach or to your other teammates, which is irrational. You beat the coach up verbally, which is what's called the blame game. Anytime we find ourselves, or you find yourself talking crazy, when I say crazy, I mean irrational or disrespectful in connection with your coach giving you a redirection that's going to help you be a better athlete and be a better person, that is called the blame game. You're not taking responsibility for your actions. You upset because of the redirection and the correction, but it's all to help you become a better athlete and a better person. My challenge to you guys and ladies, gentlemen and ladies, teenagers ages 13 to 18, is to learn how to take responsibility for your actions. Connect with a mentor, connect with a coach, connect with a teacher, and ask the question, how do I learn how to take responsibility for my actions? They will give you sound advice, and they will also, you will have those mentors, teachers, and coaches who demonstrate how to take responsibility for their actions by saying, I'm sorry. When we make mistakes, we apologize. Coach Cage made a mistake. I came to practice late. There have been times where I've come to practice late and immediately I run my three laps. Just as I expect my players to be on time, if they're not on time, there is a consequence. And that consequence can be considered, it's not really a negative consequence, but it's a consequence because I didn't meet the expectation that was set by my coaches. And if I'm not meeting that expectation in life, if we don't meet expectations, there's always what's called a repercussion, or there's always an end result that takes place when we don't meet that expectations. Again, my challenge for us is to take responsibility for our actions, but stop beating ourselves up. Stop beating yourself up if you're making mistakes. Stop beating yourself up if you don't get what you want to get. I want to give one last example in conjunction or connection to the extreme of my expectations being too high in a school example. Same type of principle, different scenario. I think as a student, as a high school student, I think that when I take this test, I'm gonna get a good grade. But in practice, the practice session, remember, as I told you in the last episode, the practice session is in you coming to class every day on time, prepared, listening to the instructions of your teacher and asking questions. If I don't ask any questions and I assume that I know, then I'm not truly prepared to take this test. So in my mind, I think I'm going to do great on this test, but I haven't taking the right preparation in regards to being on time to class, being prepared, being focused, listening, and asking questions. I get a C on the test, a D on the test, and then I'm mad at myself and I begin to beat myself up, or I blame it on the teacher. And the first scenario, if you're beating yourself up, you need to forgive yourself, because it may be a mistake, but it could be a habit. A mistake is something that's innocently done out of ignorance or me not knowing. But a habit is a series of mistakes that have formed a behavior pattern, right? In any event, we have to learn how to forgive ourselves and get the help that we need to ace the test. Not to talk crazy or irrational about the teacher or to complain, but to take responsibility for our actions and inactions. Again, if you got any questions, comments, feedback, email me at divorcethepass@gmail.com. You all getting ready to start back this week because today is January the 6th, 2019. Many of you all will start school back this week, maybe Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. We want to encourage you. Come in with a refreshed mind, ready to take responsibility for our actions, giving yourself realistic expectations in connection with your teachers. Talk with your teachers about the expectations. Listen to their expectations. And if you have any questions, ask them. We're here to help you. Your teachers, your coaches, and parents are here to serve you and to help you become the best person that you have been called to become. Have an awesome week, and we will connect very soon.